Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Darling.
That would be a little weird.
Sweetie. Yeah.
Honey.
Babe. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy
Strange... You want some more sweet tea, honey?
I don't want sweet tea. I want Strange Brew Coffee.
Can I get you some more ketchup, darling?
If you ever go to a cafe or restaurant and they talk to you like that, food's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Automatic. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at the Strange Brew at StrangeBrewCoffeehouse.com. Whatever you're looking for coffee, they've got it there. And don't forget that every click, every time you buy something from Strange Brew Coffeehouse, it supports the Bulldog Initiative. Just like you do with our good friends over at Pip Printing and Signs. The slogan is reliable service for every business need. What does that mean? It means whatever it takes to get people in the door at your business, Pip Printing and Signs has a solution for you. If you need mailers to get the information out there, if you need signage to attract new customers, if you need new graphics and new designs to sort of pip the place up, they've got those things at Pip Printing and Signs. And if you're a business owner, you're already spending money on printing. I'm not asking you to spend more money. I'm just asking you to spend your money with Pip Printing and Signs. That way, 10% of whatever you do goes straight to the Bulldog Initiative in your name. If you're a Mississippi State fan and you own a business, this is a deal you cannot turn down. It's easy money for the Bulldog Initiative, and it's a great, great service for you and your business. Call Camden Baker at 601-499-5216 or visit them online, pipridgeland.com. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Whatever it is, maroon and white, they've got it at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. They're in Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Whatever you're looking for, maroon and white, they've got it at College Corner. Restaurant Tyler at Starkville's flagship restaurant. Okay, I'll just come right to the point on this one, Robbie. You know, I went out west. Great food. Don't get me wrong. Great food. It's a Pepsi hellscape. Yeah. But other than that, the food is good.
Big Pepsi place.
But fried chicken, fried catfish.
Doesn't exist.
Cheese grits.
Ooh.
You know, mac and cheese. Not so much. Not so much out there.
I had lunch at Restaurant Tyler today.
Yeah.
With my good friends, Isaac and Tyler Jumper. Isaac is an avid listener to the show. His wife is the one that said I was being really mean. This guy was being really mean to the other guy or whatever, and she found out who it was.
Yeah.
And he is all in on the Mississippi River biscuit.
There you go.
Tyler, myself, and my wife all ate catfish.
Mm.
And shockingly, it was really good.
Shockingly. Yeah. Yeah. I was so surprised. No. It's always great at Restaurant Tyler.
Turns out, every time you eat there, it's good.
Hey, I got to get back there this week and get some good Southern food at Restaurant Tyler. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi. They are here to serve you. If you are looking for a bank that provides all of the great financial services that a big corporate bank provides, but you want that small town feel, that community bank feel, they've got that's what they offer you at Priority One Bank. 16 locations means if you live in Central Mississippi, there's going to be a location near you. So open an account today and find out what difference a Priority One bank account makes with your finances and with your life. Give them a call today. Find out more. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Hey there, Robbie.
Oh, hi there.
It's good to
see you again.
It's good to be back.
I missed you.
The vacation is like that. It's like, I loved it. Had a great time. But you do, you know, I miss the routine of life.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a lot going on, obviously, while I was gone. And now that I'm back, You know, you might think we were going to start with basketball today. We are not. We will give our final thoughts on Mississippi State basketball and their fine season at the, later on in the show.
You missed so much last week. And like, people, too, it was the whole, like, reaction to us not doing a podcast after the fact, after we had announced, like, for a couple of weeks.
Here's what I've learned is that we need a raise.
Because yeah,
people freaked out when we weren't around. Like, obviously, we have Cross leaves and nothing changes. I leave, chickens are running around with their heads cut off.
I did get to come on for a segment in the Super Talk Mississippi.
I heard about that, yeah.
And it was fine. It was great. So it was just
Richard reached out to me Thursday morning, and he's like, "You want to do a segment with us?" And I was like, "Sure, state wins." It's like, otherwise, no.
Why would I waste my time doing that?
So, about 4 minutes left in the game, I texted him, "Talk to you Monday."
Yep.
And that's how it went. So, we'll start with we'll do basketball later. We were wrong about something. And I want to address that. And then I want to find out why we were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
This baseball team, I'm not saying
anything. They're back.
I'm not saying that. Nobody said that. That word didn't come out of my mouth.
I didn't say that. Not saying it yet.
I ran into our buddy Chad Dakis today.
Oh yeah.
That's when I knew I was home, when I saw that incredible beard today at Kroger, and we talked for a minute. And I was like, "Did I come back and the baseball team's good?" And he's like, "We might be good." I didn't say that.
If they turn out to suck, it's your fault for coming back.
Yeah.
Should have just stayed in Denver.
I'm going to tell you right now. You guys want to set up like a Kickstarter?
Yeah,
I'll move back to Denver.
Yeah,
I just need to get a place to live. I got to have a studio built in where I can record.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it's on you. How much do you? Yeah, the Bulldog Initiative needs to come up with a deal for me.
Yep, that's the science.
If. But so I didn't say anything though. I didn't say anything. But they're 3-3,
mm-hmm.
And this is how I'm looking at this. You tell me if I'm wrong. Just take the last 2 years out. Just don't worry about them, okay? Mississippi State is ranked 18th, I think, in the D1 poll. I think it was 18th.
20th or something like that, right?
So
there's so many of those.
Okay, yeah, but D1's the one we're going to go with. And they've played a home series and a road series. They won the home series. They lost the road series. Probably that is exactly what would happen in normal life, right?
Yep.
You win the home series, you don't get swept on the road.
Swept.
And that's all you got to do. And if you can do that all year, you're 15-15. And if you find a way to win a road series, or if you find a way to sweep one at home, you're 16-14. And now we're going to talk about hosting. Robbie, they're good. They're a good team. I'm willing to say they're a good team. They found some hitting. The LSU series was incredible from a hitting perspective, because going into that, they weren't hitting at all.
Mm-mm.
And something about LSU, and now LSU has lost two series, and maybe LSU is overrated, but that's neither here nor there.
Please win only like 8 or 9 conference games.
Is this going to be a third year in a row?
Please, God.
Is this going to be a third year in a row that the national champion has
bottomed out? Epic. It would be epic if that happened.
We'll deal with that another day. I can't only deal with so much today.
Okay.
They look like a competent, normal baseball team. They lose games. They lose games, right? But they're not losing games because they're giving up 17 runs. They're not losing games because they had 16 walks and 4 errors. They lost yesterday, and it was just a loss.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a totally normal loss. They didn't hit the ball well. Friday's loss, they just didn't hit the ball well. Saturday's loss, Friday's win.
They got some big hits in there.
Big hits, right? The LSU series really should have swept. I mean, they were on the comeback trail, and they got snuffed out by what appeared to be a questionable call on a tying run. So we were wrong, I think. I don't think this team is going to be 9-27 or anything, or 9-20. What would they be? 9-21 or something like that.
If they can't win 6 more conference games, then
yeah, something's way off, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they play Alabama at home. That's winnable. Auburn at home is winnable.
Georgia is winnable.
Missouri is winnable. Georgia swept,
but it's still winnable.
Yeah, but they swept Alabama.
Yeah.
You know,
Alabama's been pretty good.
Pitch to Charlie Condon, but other than that.
Right.
Ole Miss on the road is a winnable series.
Mm-hmm. Missouri.
Missouri is a winnable series. Vanderbilt is a winnable. Vanderbilt got swept.
Vanderbilt does not look great.
Yeah. So, all of a sudden, some things are there, and you're like, this team's, they're okay. They're going to be okay. So, I think we were wrong. I think it's fair to say that we were wrong. But here's the thing, and this is where I want to started asking questions. Prior to the LSU series, we were right.
Yeah.
We were like, look at this. They've lost five of these games against the one of the worst schedules we've ever seen. They're not good. Something happened after from the UNO game to the LSU game. Something happened in that two-day span.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Well, first of all, I think people wanted us to come do the podcast immediately just to say what you just said, that we're wrong.
Yeah.
But first and foremost, we're not going to get upset about Mississippi State proving us wrong and being good.
I thought about that. People should want us to be wrong. We want us to be wrong.
Yeah.
Of course, I was wrong earlier this year about football, earlier last year about football. And nobody got mad at me about that one.
For the bad reason.
Yeah. Now I was like, oh, this will be an 8-win team, no problem.
Yeah.
They go 5-7. Nobody's like, hey, Dad, you idiot.
Well, and also we had 2 years of evidence.
Y'all hold me accountable both ways.
And we had 2 years of evidence, which is far more evidence than 2 weekends of SEC baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And we had non-conference was not great for Mississippi State.
Yeah.
There were times where they didn't look good. They blew a lead against Austin Peay. They lost those two games there. They didn't win the ball game against Air Force that was there for the taking. They got killed by Georgia Southern. They blew the lead against South Alabama. So there were games there in non-conference that were kind of repeat offenders from last 2 years. To answer your question of why we were wrong or what's changed for this team, to me, when I look back at the LSU series, I saw a team that had some fight in it mm-hmm. for the first time in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
There might have been a game here and there the last 2 years that they showed it, but for the entire weekend, that team was not taking any crap off of LSU. LSU came in,
right.
tried to get in their heads, tried to stomp around a little bit, and State wasn't having it.
This team has a little edge to it.
Got some edge.
They have
to
not
it.
Had the last 2 years.
Johnny Long is a big reason for that. Johnny Long has
that piece of shit.
Yeah, Chris Simonis called him that.
I called that.
Off of my question too, I was like, "Oh, what's Johnny Long add to the team?" Well, he's a real piece of so. And then his teammates basically said the same thing. He's like, he thinks he's got.
Can you
it
do me a favor when I die if you speak? Let me tell you about Brian. He was a real. Just say it.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah.
But no, that I thought we saw that several times. He ran by the dugout, flipped him off. I think at one point, Dakota Jordan kind of followed suit. He wasn't having anything from the dugout chirping. State just was the alpha that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They had a terrible start on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Cal Steven just got knocked around, and I think that's going to happen to him some.
He was great against A&M.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen every now and then. He's got kind of a flat fastball. The secondary pitches just are not super sharp.
State really, really needs Lofton to figure it out.
Yeah, but what I'll say about Cal Steven is he throws strikes.
Yeah.
And that's what Mississippi State has been missing. So that's the other piece, is they're throwing strikes.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought did that pretty well against A&M this weekend too.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth or fifth inning, whatever it was, on Thursday night was the killer for them in that one. The grand slam that Nolan Stevens gave up. Evan Seary was really rolling. I didn't think they should have taken him out. I was against that. I'm hindsight guy sometimes, but a lot of people come back and say they shouldn't have done this. I didn't think at the time they should have taken Evan Seary out. Mm-hmm. I think they should have just rolled with him. He was really good. He gave up a hit there to start off the inning, just see what he could do, but they didn't want it to get too far. So they bring in Nolan Stevens. He didn't have it to start the game.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought he recovered nicely. I mean, he gave up 5 runs that inning, I think. He didn't give up another run the rest of the game. He pitched 4 innings, and I thought he did well. So, to me, one bad inning in the first 2 games that Mississippi State had, and then just a great performance from the guy on Saturday. He just dominated State. State never could get going against him. I don't know if it was the approach or what, but he just dominated them, and then they didn't play very good defense, and they didn't pitch it extremely well. But I came into these first 3 weekends saying it honestly could be a 1-win.
It could. We thought they could be 1-8.
Yeah.
Instead.
And nobody can blame us for thinking that. You can't. They have done nothing in SEC play for the last 2 years. They had just lost to South Alabama. They were showing, you know, it just felt like the same old, same old. And you're playing three top 10 teams to start the season, two of them on the road. Nobody can blame us for thinking it's very hard to believe this team's going to win any of these series. And they very well could get swept in a couple of them. Mm-hmm. So they're way ahead of schedule in my eyes. If they can get another win this next weekend against Florida, four wins through three weekends is great.
Florida's a weird team.
They really are. We're a very weird team.
They already have eight losses, but they have been
But they've good. Won. They've won two series.
They've won against A&M
against
and LSU.
A&M and LSU. So,
does LSU play Florida this weekend? Are we just doing a round robin here?
State is.
No, you're right. Does LSU play A&M this weekend is what I meant to say.
I don't know.
That'll be funny if they are. Now you're going to make me look it up. But
if you get out of this 4-5.
Oh, you're in great shape.
You are great.
Under any normal circumstances, if you said you won your home series and you lost your two road series, but you didn't get swept, good.
I think from then on, you need to go 10-9. Is that right?
You would get to 14 wins. 14 wins. Yeah, you're fine.
10-9 is going to get you in the tournament. I think if you go 14-16,
LSU is at Arkansas this weekend.
Ooh.
Okay, let's talk about this for just a second. Let's go off topic here.
It might happen.
Are they really going to do this?
I think they'll be better than the last 2 years. The State and Ole Miss teams, because they just got too much talent, man. They got too much.
You say that, but we would have said the same things about State and Ole Miss.
I know.
Arkansas. So they have Arkansas. Then they get Vanderbilt. That's going to be a very interesting series. Then they're at Tennessee. Eh. Oh, Robbie, hold on now. They get Missouri, but they got to go to Missouri. But that's a bit of a get right. Auburn. Then they have A&M at home. At Alabama. Ole Miss at home to finish the year. I mean, oh, God, please. Please let that happen, please. That'd be so funny. I would not know what to do.
It would be 30-for-30 worthy.
Yeah,
to have three straight SEC West
and
teams.
Like, not fluke teams either, right? Yeah. It's not like Auburn won one or Alabama. The State, Ole Miss, LSU, the powers
three,
of the West.
Three really good programs.
Yeah.
So Arkansas is going to win it this year.
This is the year for Arkansas. If they don't win it this year, they're never winning it.
Yeah.
All three of their guys could be Friday night starters.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a squad.
This team, though, they seem to have the right balance of dirtbags and jerks and then super talented players, and that's Jordan and Hines and Mershon, and Mershon is a dirtbag as well. That it just
They've been
works.
Missing some of those
characters.
Yeah.
Those guys whose their job is to sort of be baseball players.
Yep.
And you and I said, one thing we did say, when Hines was sitting there with one home run through 14, 15 games, we were like, it will regress to the mean at some point, and he'll start hitting bombs. And now he's hitting them.
I was never concerned about the home runs.
Yeah, he was going to get his home runs, and now he's doing that. Just all in all, they've just been a joy to watch. Now, I don't think anything's going to come easy for them this year.
It's not nearly as painful to.
But it's just like it's just watching baseball again. You know, last year when you were watching games, you're watching. It wasn't baseball. It was something else going on there, and. This year, even when they lose, it's just a baseball game.
Yeah,
you know, they lost a baseball game. They didn't lose 18-2. They're not walking.
Yeah, there's
the park.
No run rules right now.
Right,
like that.
Right.
That was a constant.
LSU got run ruled today.
They did.
So did Ole Miss.
Ole Miss got run ruled twice this weekend.
Yeah,
they had a comeback in the ninth inning that saved their series and allowed them to get.
They got a win at least. But you know, say what you want though. They won a game on the road. They won the. They won. They didn't get swept.
Mm-hmm.
They did what they had to do, and they won their home series. They're in the same spot as Mississippi State.
Yeah, so, they'll be better than they were last year, but I still think they've
got some
issues.
That series in Oxford will be absolutely massive when we get to that point.
Yep.
But this is a fun team to watch. And I will go ahead and tell you that today on or Monday, as you're listening, on Sports Talk Mississippi, when I talk to Lamonis, I'm going to be like, dude, I was down on your team. But I want to ask him, what happened? What changed? I heard, by the way, that he called Richard Bryan.
Oh, that's excellent.
They did the interview. They finished up the interview. He's like, thanks, Brian. Like, yes.
Oh, boy. I bet that hurt Richard to the core.
Right there in the heart.
I hurt him to the
twist,
core.
Twist the knife, Coach Lamonis. I appreciate you.
To Chris's credit, he has said many times that he's stopped himself from saying, he'll come out and say, well, nobody gives us any credit.
Yeah.
Nobody thinks we're going to be any good. And then he'll say, but we haven't deserved any credit. Right. We haven't done anything to get that kind of credit.
Robbie, the clock has stopped.
Let's do it again.
No, it's just stopped now.
Oh, my gosh.
This clock is messed up back here.
What is happening? Time has stopped.
Time is a flat circle, man.
Time is a flat circle.
This is a fun team to watch. And here's the thing, because I'm not saying they're back. I didn't say that. I don't know where the season's going to go right now. Because Here's the thing, they could go to Florida and get swept, and we're just like, all right, hold on.
They need to get one at Florida.
But at the same time, they could be, because when you look at their schedule, they have this series at Florida, and you're right. It's just about getting one game down there.
They got seven more series after this, right?
That would be correct. And when you look at those series, Robbie,
Auburn at home, Bama at
home. So you have Florida, and then you have Georgia at home. That's a winnable series.
Every series at home is
you're at Ole Miss. That's winnable. That's a winnable series. I'm not saying you can sweep. I'm just saying you can get two. You can get two from Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Then you have Auburn at home. Winnable. Then you go to Nashville. Just get one. If you just get one, you're fine. Then you have Alabama at home. Very winnable series. You go to Arkansas. That's going to be super tough.
Just try to get one.
Yep. But here's the thing. The national championship team got swept by Arkansas at home. Arkansas has just had state's number in baseball. It's just the way it is.
But you just don't need to get swept the rest of the way.
And then you finish with Missouri. Missouri is an opportunity to get above 500. If you're 13 and 14 coming into that series, you could be 16 and 14 coming out.
And that is, you're in great
Then you're going
shape.
To, you're in, and you would, just depending on how everything
the
else
RPI
is.
RPI might not be high enough.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up. So, yeah, we were talking about the RPI the other day. Now that the Sunday games are played, let's have a look at where State is. State is currently 49th. They went up.
That's good. That's a good
fine.
Place to be.
As long as they
you're
keep
not
going to
drop much. The
as
rest
long
of the
as they keep winning, they're going to keep climbing. Now that's the key, is the keep winning part. But again, next week they play number 21 in the RPI. That's Florida. The week after that, where is Georgia? I mean, they should be on here somewhere.
Can't be very.
They're
high.
Eighth.
Really?
Oh yeah, Georgia's 21-4.
Oh, I guess they've just gotten. They haven't played anymore.
Yeah, they were.
They're getting credit for.
They were 18-1 in non-conference.
That will. As long as that's going to fluctuate.
As long as you don't pitch to Charlie Condon, you're okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you play. As I said, you play number 8. Then you play Auburn. I just saw them. You play 34. That's Auburn. Then you play. No, I'm ahead. I'm sorry. Ole Miss is ahead of that. They play Ole Miss. They're 16th. Then you play Auburn. They're 34th. Then you play Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt is 20th. Then you play Alabama. Alabama is, I just saw them, 33rd. Then you play Arkansas. Obviously, Arkansas is, they're third. I thought they would be one. They're third. And then you play Missouri. Now, Missouri obviously is not good. But if you beat them, Missouri, where are you? Oh, no. I got a bad feeling. Oh, no.
Wait on down.
Oh, no. They're 114. But if you sweep them at home, it doesn't matter.
I have a feeling they're going to be really bad. Really bad.
Really bad. And then who does State play in the non-con? Is there a non? Obviously, play Ole Miss again. So there's an opportunity for a good win. Alcorn's not good. UAB, not a terrible team. They have Samford this week. I didn't look. Where is Samford? Samford, year in, year out, is usually a pretty decent.
They need to win the rest
of
the non-con.
They're 86th. So winning at the number 86 on the road, if they can win that, that's a good enough win. So we'll see. We'll see where it takes them. But if nothing else, Robbie, they're better than we thought they were going to be. And nothing is going to come easy for them. I feel like every weekend is going to be a bit of a grind. But they have some. But the way they hit, if Hines and if the top of that order is hitting, and then the bottom of the order can just give you a little bit here and there,
I don't know what to expect from this offense on any given weekend.
And we should also mention
off and on
they're 3-3 and they won the series without Nate Doan.
Yeah.
So when he comes back, that gives you another quality arm at the front of the rotation.
What beat LSU and got a good enough start from Evan Sieri that they were in pretty decent shape there.
Yeah.
On this first game, so. I think Dome's close.
Yeah, I think he'll be back.
I don't know.
He might be back this week, but certainly by the Georgia series, I expect him to be back.
I think it's hard to know when there are injuries.
We didn't get a chance to talk about it because obviously I was out, but the Stone Simmons news is just, it's just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
This poor guy. I mean, what I was told, he was close to his final rehab bit of work, and felt something, and that was it.
Yeah, it sucks, man. So, he's such a good guy.
Know that he'll ever pitch at Mississippi State again.
I don't know. He's got another year. He does. He wants to pitch.
But also, you get to a point where you're 24, and you're like, if you're ever going to have a shot at the majors, you need to go. And so you maybe
also, man, two injuries.
It's tough. So it's gonna be going the undrafted free agent route and trying to get into a camp and see what you can do. But I don't know. I hope he's okay though. And Ross Highfield obviously out for the year.
We knew those things were coming. I know people were like, "Well, we already knew about this." I mean, we still got to report it. We did know that those two are out for the season, but I need Chris to say it.
Yeah, nobody understands how our job works.
They don't understand.
Sometimes.
We already knew about this. We asked somebody in the outfield the other day because we're insiders. I'm just asking a question so we can get it on the record.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's all you need to do.
We're back. Brian.
Yes.
I'm getting irrationally angry over
there you go.
Things that don't matter.
All right. Well, Mississippi State baseball back? We'll see. We'll see.
See what happens this week.
Yeah. You know what? I think we should take the average coach's advice. Let's just take things one game at a time.
Yes. And move on over.
I was going to go to that part.
Okay.
So, there was the middle of the fourth inning on Tuesday, and I was like, oh no, maybe they aren't good.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, nope, they're good again.
We're pulling up to the hotel, and we were literally pulling into the hotel in Charlotte, and State went down
9-3
or something. Yeah. I was like, the science is back. Got up to my hotel room, and State has scored like 6 runs. So there we go.
All right. Let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. I had a good steak. I went to Fogo de Chao while I was in Denver. Oh. And not the Mississippi beef, obviously, but plenty of beef. And it reminds me of how great beef is and why I should cook it more often. And you should, too. So, it is grilling season. The weather has been fantastic. We are enjoying an early spring. Enjoy it outside. If you're not headed to Gainesville this weekend, like I'm not, fire up the grill and put some beef on it. Everybody will be better for it. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. I almost said maroon and white merchandise. They have some shirt t-shirts there, you know.
They do.
You can get those. We still don't have the pork rind nachos t-shirts.
Why have we not gotten those?
I don't know, man. We gotta sit down one day.
I saw Terry Powell the other night.
I talked to him the other day.
He was at the watch party.
Oh, for the selection show?
Yep.
Yeah, well, it was at Two Brothers.
Exactly.
So I'm sure he was there.
Fun times. Yeah, can we please get the pork rind nachos shirt?
We need that.
Preferably the one that my good friend Jason Cleveland made that's got my face on Angus's body.
We'll do that, but I want to be on the shirt too. I want to be as Brian Johnson. I want to be in the tank top with the newsboy hat.
You can.
Yeah.
Why not?
Pork rinds. Smoked wings. Ow!
TNT.
Cyanide. Yeah, exactly. Barbecue sauce.
Rich dressing.
Still battling it.
Sweet tea.
Still battling a little head cold.
Pork rind nachos.
All right, calm down over there. It's all good. And that's another place I need to go now that I'm back, and that's Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products and great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems, and they've been doing it now for 49 years. When you need technology for your business, if you need a new copy or a new printer, if something's gone down there, you need to call Advantage Business Systems and find out what service after the sale is really about. That's how you stay open for 49 years is, you know, not just selling products, but when something goes wrong, backing up your customers, being there for them. And they can do that for you because if you're in Mississippi, they're in Mississippi. So if something goes wrong, they can fix your problems a lot of times the exact same day. That's a huge difference that Advantage Business Systems makes. Number is 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. You know a phone number is ingrained in your memory when you cannot say it for 9 days and still just remember
it. Yes.
I hope you've seen this new selection of Bulldog Initiative gear at Maroon & Co. It is fantastic. These Wild Gear Cups, outstanding. I know, look, I'll be the first one to tell you, I don't get the whole big cup trend. I don't get it. But I know that it's a trend. I know that everybody's looking for them. And now they've got some great new items for you there at Maroon & Co., along with some great new shirts, polos, pullovers, unique gear that you cannot get anywhere else. You've got to upgrade your gear. I was out at this thing in Denver. Too many of y'all wearing the Banner M. Now, maybe the word hasn't spread out west just yet, but I was the messenger.
It's slowly moving out.
I was like one of those, you know, those guys, those missionaries, those prophets that went out west and tried to raise the good news of the state script. So, Maroon & Co.'s got you covered. Before you make a trip to anything on campus, you're in Starkville, before you go to Davis Way, before you go to Duty Noble, before you go to the Hump, you need to go to Maroon & Co. I think at the end of the day, with Mississippi State basketball, Robbie, we should say that this was a good season. It had its ups and downs. I would say more ups than downs. A star has been born here at Mississippi State in Josh Hubbard. That's a guy that Mississippi State fans are going to enjoy cheering for the next couple of years. You had some moments this year where you were like, this team is really, really good and can compete with anybody. You had some moments that were disappointing this year. There's no question about that. Season comes to an end with a loss to Michigan State in the first round of the NCAA tournament. You know, when I ask you about this season, Hubbard's got to be the first thing you think of. But is there something beyond that? Is there a game? Is there a moment for you that stands out above the rest?
I think to me the wins over Tennessee and Auburn for sure. That was showing that you were kind of taking a step. I know people might not see it as a big step forward for this team, and they certainly did. At least as far as from our expectations, they fell short of what our expectations were. But this is a team that beat two top 10 teams three times, basically. And was at the cusp of beating Kentucky, was at the cusp of beating Alabama. They did take a step forward this year. And what we saw from Josh Hubbard was remarkable this season. I think the big thing is you got to find some pieces to put around him where he's not a one-man show, because he was a one-man show this year. Let's just be honest. Down the stretch, you got absolutely nothing from Tolu Smith. And he was the only guy that could give you a spark on the offensive end, and that was a problem. It was remarkable that State was able to win the two SEC tournament games, almost beat Auburn in the semifinals, and then make it to the NCAA tournament. But they wanted to get into the NCAA tournament firmly without the play-in game, without any kind of issues, and they did. They got in as an 8 seed. And they ran into the worst number 9 seed they could play. They played a team that was preseason top 5, coached by one of the greatest coaches of all time, and Tom Izzo, who's been to 26 straight tournaments. And you have a coach that has won a game or two before in the NCAA tournament. This team is not. Michigan State has grown accustomed to winning games. I think that mattered. I think we didn't give that enough thought going in. We just kind of thought State was going to have the size advantage and all that. We didn't think about the experience that, you know, Michigan State as a program has had in their coach, because I thought Izzo coached a great game, had a great game plan. But as far as the season is concerned, I think Mississippi State certainly underachieved to what we thought they could be. But they also showed some tremendous fight during the year. They won some big games. They brought this fan base, you know, to the next level, because you had sellouts almost every single SEC home game this year. The students are starting to get around this team. You're starting to get more NIL dollars. I think this is a fan base that's starting to buy in a little more. So, to me, it was a step forward this season for Mississippi State from what they were in year one with Chris Jans.
Obviously, the moment of the season that stands out to me is Cam Matthews' dunk against Tennessee. I will forever remember that moment. That was one of the most outrageous dunks in the history of Mississippi State sports.
Yeah.
But you're right, those two wins. And then, you know, with Hubbard, his story is so great. The whole sign with Ole Miss, backs out, ends up at State. You know, And he's a guy, you know, I thought last year, I said a few times, I was like, you know, this team with Andrew Taylor and Josh Hubbard should be...
And Trey Fort.
Those are guys that can give State a lot of boost. And you really only got it from Hubbard. And yet you were still in the NCAA tournament. You were a better seed than you were a year ago. And so now you look at what you have to work with. I think that...
That, by the way, shows you how good a coach Chris Jans is.
Jans is
always
an elite
coach. Out of them.
Well, it's the same thing. The same problem they had last year is the same problem they had this year. How many shots at the bucket do they miss?
Yeah.
How many open looks do they miss? Jans is scheming open looks and scheming easy shots for them. They're just not converting.
That's why I don't get the whole Jans is an offensive coordinator thing. Yeah, offense
just needs better players.
The points are there.
Yeah.
They're not finishing. They're not executing.
I feel like
you can say maybe that's on them. Maybe they're not doing enough at practice to get it out of them. I don't know.
I don't buy
but
that.
The players just weren't executing the last 2 years.
When I see when I look at Hubbard and Cam Matthews, you know, Shaq Moore will probably be back as well, but I'm just focusing on those two guys. That is a group. That's two guys that people are going to want to come play for, come play with.
That's
State
a good
is going
nucleus.
To have people interested in the transfer portal. Now, I know State's NIL for basketball. You know, this is one of those things. If you think back through the years, State has always gotten players in basketball. It's never been a problem. So you draw your own conclusions on how. But you know now that in the NIL era, State, that it's not going to be the issue.
Yeah.
And you have a team that has shown success, back-to-back NCAA tournament appearances. You have a team that's going to have a superstar shooter and a guy who does everything, offensive, defensive, he can do it all. That's somebody people are going to want to come play with. I feel like State will be a very attractive spot in the transfer portal and be able to get some guys in and immediately get difference makers in. And then next year should be right back to it. In terms of going to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, it's big for them to nail this portal.
And
they really...
Go ahead.
They've kind of struggled. I don't know if the evaluations are the problem or it's just bad luck.
I feel like Taylor is bad luck.
But, you know, like Eric Reed was...
That was a miss.
Was a miss, but, you know, his numbers were good. Yeah. You thought you were getting... He didn't pan out. You know, Jimmy Bell, I think, was a hit. He was a guy that... You don't get into the tournament without him.
Yeah, the way he played in non-conference.
He wasn't great in SEC play, but he kept you alive
in
non-conference.
Rams Davis was a good player his 2 years at Mississippi State. He had a lull this year, but when he played, he, for the most part, was a really good player for Mississippi State. Shaq Moore has been a good player for Mississippi State.
Well, Shaq was he a Howland guy?
He came in under Howland. But it doesn't matter. I'm just talking about the portal overall.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about Jan's portal.
Okay.
Jans has got to be able to win recruiting battles and evaluate, and that's going to be the key because they're not really bringing in a lot of like ready-made freshmen.
Right. Like, I don't think Eric Payman's coming in.
Well, they have two,
They
right?
have two, and then we're going to see where this Connie Ruth's things goes.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't
and
think
he's the kind of player. Ruth's is the kind of player that could be like Hubbard.
He could probably help you. He could probably help you
be your starting three.
So it's going to be the you're going to fill out a lot of this roster with the transfer portal.
Yeah,
and you know what does Keyshawn Murphy do?
You need a five. You need a one, and then we'll see what happens at the three.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with Keyshawn.
Right.
Who else? Shaq. What's Shaq going to do? I mean, I think he'll stay. I would think. Keyshawn's kind of the big one. I want to see what happens to him. But other than that, I don't know.
Yeah. MSU women continue to play. They're over there in the WB. Why is it not the WNIT?
It's the Wibbit.
The Wibbit.
The Wibbit.
Now, I get that. But, like, why is it not the Winnet?
So, I don't understand what happened. But the WNIT, I don't. Something is going on with the is something going on with the headphones or the microphone or maybe it's just headphones. I just want to make sure that nothing's happening.
We're good.
Okay,
we're good.
It's just the headphones in. It's a lot of like static.
There's some static in the headphones.
Okay,
it's fine.
I'm just making sure. I want our listeners to have a nice experience. The WNIT was like the
I hear it too.
Okay, the WNIT was like the secondary thing, but I don't know if it was like NCAA. I don't know if it was like created by the NCAA or what, but I'm just going to unplug this.
Yeah,
it sounds like something's about to explode out of these headphones.
There we go.
All right, we're good.
We go.
So the NCAA is running the secondary thing, and there's a WNIT.
Okay.
So I don't know what happened. I don't know what the affiliation was with the WNIT beforehand. Because, you know, State was in the WNIT with Vic Schaefer his second year.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're it's basically set up for the teams that just missed the NCAA tournament, and they seed it that way. Mm-hmm. Like, the first four seeds, like the one, like the four number ones, are the last four that got left out of the tournament, which means State was, like, at least fifth
mm-hmm.
that got left out of the tournament.
Right.
So, State's a two.
And do we know who they're playing yet?
They'll play the winner of Penn State and Belmont.
That's what I'm asking. Do we know who that game's not been played yet?
It will be played on Monday night.
Okay, Monday night. And if Belmont wins, State hosts, and if Penn State wins, State goes to Happy Valley.
And State's already played Belmont this year. State played at Belmont.
And won, right?
Yeah, it was a tough game. That's going to be a tough team.
Okay.
Both those teams are going to be tough. They're both kind of similar. They score a lot of points. I feel like it's going to be Penn State. They were in the game against Iowa this year, Indiana, a few other Big Ten teams that made the tournament. This is a good team. So it's going to be tough no matter who State plays. But they played a tough TCU team, man. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that TCU team had six players that were like scholarship players.
Mm-hmm.
And the other players, they had...
I remember reading about this.
They had to forfeit two games because they didn't have enough players.
Yeah.
So they did tryouts
to
get some walk-ons to kind of fill out the roster, and they got a little more healthy and ended up making a run there at the end of the year, winning some games, gotten the Wibbit. And
I like that.
They're tough, man. They were a gritty team, hit 12 three-pointers. They got a 6'7 post player that can shoot it. It was a tough game, but State found a way.
Yeah.
So they're still playing on. Basketball is still happening.
And then,
if Belmont wins, go out and support that team.
Yeah.
That'll be cool. I mean, that'd be a cool deal to win that game and go to Indianapolis, Hinkle Fieldhouse. I'm going to Hinkle Fieldhouse if they win on Thursday, so I need that to happen because I've always wanted to go to Hinkle Fieldhouse.
Yeah,
Indianapolis.
That'd be awesome. And then one last thing before we go, softball, 2 out of 3 from a ranked Arkansas team. They're just good. Now, that team is good. That team is back.
They beat the dog out of Arkansas on
Ricketts
Sunday.
Ricketts had one bad year, was like, enough of this.
Yeah, credit to her for going out there and figuring it out.
Yeah. They're 24-7.
24-7. They're 5-4 in SEC play.
They're
likely
to host.
They've played, last week they played a really good Texas A&M team, an Ole Miss team that beat LSU in a series last week.
Yeah.
And won that game in Oxford and then beat a top 20 Arkansas
team. And put a ton of runs up on them.
Run ruled them on Sunday.
They run ruled them or?
Run ruled them. 15-5 or 15-7.
So what's the run rule for softball? Is it 8?
It's 8 runs after 5.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Okay.
15-7. They had 9 runs in the fourth inning,
including a grand slam.
Grand slam. Madison Kennedy hit another home run.
Yeah.
This team, you talk about going out there and seeing a team play, go see this team.
Go check them out.
They're fun to watch.
Team.
Aspen Wesley can really pitch it.
Yeah.
I've been watching her since she was in ninth grade.
Yeah.
And can really swing it. This team is athletic. They're powerful at the plate. It's the best looking softball team I've seen Mississippi State put out in a long time.
Yeah.
And a legit one. If they continue this run here, they, like you said, they will be hosting their first ever regional.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Won 7 games in SEC play last year, by the way.
Yeah.
They have 5 already.
Today's a big birthday day, too, by the way. We got
Juju
and Jennifer.
Really?
And today is my wife's birthday.
Two of the most important women in our life.
They are the women behind Thunder and Lightning.
They sure are.
Yeah. So happy birthday to them, although if you're listening to
How about that? I saw Juju today at basketball.
I wish her happy birthday on the Facebook. So
you'll have to get her something since she's gotten you cinnamon rolls and bread before.
What's she like?
Mississippi State sports.
How about I give her a podcast 5 days a week? Doesn't cost nothing.
There you go. You gave her a gift. We've mentioned her on the show because she's gotten
We need to bring her fame level to the same as Big Daddy's.
It's got to come up.
Yeah.
It's got to come up because she is.
If everybody could taste her cinnamon rolls, it would come up.
She is the straw that stirs the drink.
Yes, absolutely.
And she deserves her props. We're giving it to her today.
There you go. All right, guys. Tomorrow's show is about football. We will have. Robbie's been out to practice. After practice, there hasn't been any actual practice access.
Oh, by the way, we got to talk to Sidhu Traore.
Yeah.
Totally forgot the guy was from England.
And
he started talking, and I was like, Good grief, that was like mind-blowing.
You should have asked him for me what his team was.
I should have. I did ask to make sure how to pronounce his last name. You were correct. And I figured that was correct.
I'm
going to
be like, straight up, be like, in relation to Adama Traore.
I wouldn't get that reference. But I will ask him next time.
I'm going to introduce you to Adama Traore after the show. If he had been born in Texas, he'd be Barry Sanders.
Oh, really?
Right, he's got thighs like a vending machine.
Yeah.
He's incredible.
Dakota Jordan out there playing soccer.
Kind of, but like just thick,
yeah.
But super fast.
Thick boy.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, the only thing I could think to ask him, like
hello, related,
like, hey, you like fish and chips?
You're terrible. All right, so we got that. We'll talk some football. We got positional breakdown. We got to catch up our SEC previews. Georgia, Florida, and LSU this week. Oh, and we got to talk about the schedule. They announced what we had basically reported here on this show months ago that they were just going to flip 2024 and 2025 home and road. We'll talk about that. Plenty of football stuff to talk about. Baseball continues on. A lot of good stuff here. Glad to be back with you. Sorry that I was gone. Missed you guys, but now we're back. Enjoy it. Talk to you again tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.